Blog Talk Radio.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
All right, and welcome everybody to Wrestle Talk in the D with myself, Martez Al. I'm coming to you live from downtown Detroit, Michigan, and this is Wrestle Talk in the D. I definitely want to thank God for giving me another chance to do this show. I have a special guest that's coming on shortly. We're going to spend a few minutes to talk about wrestling, and that will be the person of Lee Houston, the host and the founder of the Wrestling Tracks right here on blogtalkradio.com. He will be joining me shortly. I know I have the longest intro in the world, and I play a lot of commercials, but that's just me, you know. A lot of people give me flack. A lot of people give me a joke with me because my intro is so long. But hey, it is what it is. So much to get into. So many things going on in the world of wrestling, especially the NWA. That promotion, I think, is a promotion that's on the rise. That promotion is a promotion I think we all should definitely watch and view, because that NWA promotion, it's not WWE, it's not AEW, but it's slowly creeping up the ladder. It comes off more authentic than WWE at this point, than AEW. Something special about the NWA Into the Fire show that comes on every Tuesday on YouTube at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And again, I was saying there's so much to get into in the world of wrestling. The TLC pay-per-view was, for me, it was so-so. There were some things I liked about it. There were some things I didn't like about it. But I enjoyed the Bray Wyatt matchup with The Miz. I think that was probably the best matchup on the card, as well as the Kabuki Warriors versus Charlotte and Becky Lynch. I thought that was a good match, too. Definitely want to get into what happened on Monday Night Raw last night. So much to get into, not a lot of time. We're going 30 minutes tonight. By the looks of it, we're probably going to be going 20 minutes based on my intros and commercials. So right now I'll bring on Lee to Wrestle Talking to D. Lee, are you ready to talk wrestling? What's up? How you doing?
I am ready, baby. First of all due respect to Martel Zell, that commercial kind of took some time, but we're gonna make it worth your while. Martez, first of all, Sunday night,
right?
I took a nap, a few minutes. I'm taking a nap. I got time. Took a nap. Mind you, I'm just getting out of the church, by the way. Oakland Bible Fellowship here in Dallas, Texas. Just saying. You want you're over in Dallas, Texas? Check it out. Oakland Bible Fellowship, 1808 West Canvas Road. Just want to put that out there. Anyway, so. I'm getting home. You know, I'm taking a little nap. I got time for TLC. Take a little nap. I wake up. The show was halfway done. Okay. I didn't get no push notification. Nothing. I tune in and I'm like, what the hell? You know? Just like Starrcade, y'all didn't promote this. Y'all barely promoted it. Barely.
Yeah, sometimes we don't promote stuff hard, you know. But anyway, you're on tonight, man. How did you feel about TLC?
TLC was okay. Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan was interesting. No, excuse me, Daniel Bryan. No, bye. Bray Wyatt and The Miz. Not The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt himself and The Miz. And at one point, The Fiend came on the screen. I'm assuming pre-recorded. And The Fiend came on the screen. And Bray's like, okay, I'll do it. He goes under the ring, pulls out this giant mallet.
Right.
What in the hell is this?
Exactly. I wasn't expecting that. For him to pull that out the ring, either.
I'm like, $20, he's not going to actually do nothing with it. So, that's just taking up whole space and everything. Mm-hmm. And the lights go out. Wait a minute, how is this possible? The Fiend is here. Wait a minute. The Fiend and Bray Wyatt are the same people. How is this happening? So, lights come back on. It's Daniel Bryan in that burgundy. In that burgundy jacket, mind you. So, TLC, I missed a few things here and there. It was interesting. But that Monday, though. That Monday, though, we finally got rid of the Lana Rusev storyline. Now we're going to the Bobby Lashley storyline with Lana, which is ridiculous because we realize she's still married to Rusev, by the way.
Yeah.
High miss.
For a second, I thought the whole Bobby Lashley and Lana storyline was going to end too. When Lashley told Lana that I don't take orders from anybody, I just thought at that moment it was going to end. Bobby Lashley is going to go face again, but apparently WWE wants to keep going with this storyline that most of America don't like for whatever reason. I didn't like it for various different reasons, but I'm not going to lie to you, Lee. It's starting to grow on me. You know, it's starting to grow on me because they're actually receiving real heat with the fans. Like, the fans are really ticked off.
They were receiving death threats, bro.
Now, that's going too far. I mean, the death threats. That's
entertainment is one thing. Entertainment is one thing. Piss people, it's one thing to piss somebody off for a living. That's one thing. That's perfectly fine to do it for a living. But then you death threats, that's crossing reality, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why are people so? Sorry to cut you off. Why are people so caught up with other people's lives to the point to where you want to send death threats? At the end of the day,
that's the thing, man. Because let's say for example, I'm to my point. We're kind of involved in it all these years, all this time, you know, and that's what they signed up for. Put your business on the street. Every once in a while in this business, your personal life, a little bit of your personal life spills into a storyline. I got plenty of examples. Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio. In reality, the truth is, Rey Mysterio and Angie, whose real name is Oscar, they couldn't have a child. This was like when Dominic was born. They couldn't have a son. Eddie Guerrero, in real life, loaned them some sperm. They had Dominic, and eventually she had another kid, Aaliyah. Sergeant Slaughter, remember that?
Yeah.
So they turned Sergeant Slaughter to heel. That took a whole lot of balls. I think Sergeant Slaughter, a good guy, not only a good guy, a veteran United States Marine Corps who actually really served in the United States Marine Corps. Take a veteran in the United States Marines in real life and make him a bad guy. That took balls.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Something that Vince won't do with John Cena, but keep going.
Oh, definitely. I waited about 16 to 18 years for John Cena to become a bad guy once again.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the John Cena I'm talking about. I ain't talking about this old, all due respect to John Cena, this old, love the kids, John Cena. The kids just adore John Cena. The John Cena I'm talking about had a set of nuts. That John Cena, at one point, told Vince McMahon where to go and how far to shove it. That John Cena is who I could deal with. I could roll with that John Cena. This one now, not so much.
No. And Lee, Cena has now grown on me. I think you said that a couple weeks ago. Cena has grown on you now. And he has grown on me because I believe in what he's talking about. Never give up, you know, hustle, loyalty, respect. You know, that's starting to, that really connects with me now. However, during that period of a hustle, loyalty, respect, I thought he was cheesy. I thought he was winning too many matches. I wasn't impressed with him in the ring, and I didn't see the appeal of John Cena. But when John Cena was John Cena was the doctor of Thugonomics, like you said, that was a whole different story. I don't know why they scratched that. I don't know what was so wrong with that, why they scrapped that gimmick.
Well, for one, they're going to that was around the time when they went to the PG thing, and when that comes along, we got clean up our act. We can't do stuff we did 20 years ago won't fly to now. You know what I'm saying? Stuff we did 20, 30, 40 years ago. No, let's keep relevant. Stuff we did 20 years ago in the 90s won't happen today. For example, no more, there would never ever be, and I hate to say this as far as WWE is concerned, there would never be a bra and panties match. because we kids are watching now. We can't have all that. Wait a minute. Hold up. Aren't you the same company who had a big influence in my childhood, if you will, when y'all brought the D was in the building? Martez, you know what I'm talking about. The D was that you. I'm pretty sure you had a few posters in your walls, you know. Trish Stratus, Stacey Keibler, Tori Wilson. I'm just saying. Ain't y'all the same company that refused to let China in the Hall of Fame because she did porn? Now,
come
mind
on,
you.
Tell the truth.
Mind you now. Val Venus.
Yeah.
Val Venus was close because kind of goes to the penis. China. Shaniqua. Her character was the dominatrix. The Godfather was a pimp, for God's sake.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Hey, and don't. I don't know if you remember, but Vince McMahon actually said the N word on air to Booker T.
On purpose.
On purpose, man.
He purposely, I remember, I never forget, it was Survivor Series 2006.
Yeah.
No, 2005. Yeah. Backstage, Eric Bischoff just finished saying, I'm going to screw John Cena. John Cena said, Eric Bischoff screws guys. Not my thing, but that's your, do what you do. Eric Bischoff's leaving. Mr. McMahon said, hey, what's up, man? What's up, champ? How you doing? What's up, boss? How you doing? And he said, my nigga. On purpose.
Exactly.
Mr. McMahon said, my nigga. And it happened to be Booker T and Charmelle happened to be standing around, and they heard that.
What?
I don't think we forgot. I'm just saying.
Yeah. People have swept that under the rug, like that moment. But yeah, there's a lot of raunchy moments in WWE. It seemed like they're trying to give us a little bit of it with Lana and Rusev, you know. Even Mandy Rose, they try to give us a little bit of it. But I agree, we'll never go back to the bra and panties match. You know, you'll never just see women in their bras anymore and panties. That's a no no. You know, but hey, man, that was.
Let's keep it real, man. I don't know about you, but I even told these ladies this. I tweeted them on Twitter at the time. I told Trish Stratus this. I told Lita this. I told Stacey Keibler. Y'all gave a brother some great dreams in my preteen years.
Nah.
I said it.
Yeah,
I said what I said.
Because
at the times what they were, look, they were sex appeal. Let's keep it real. At the time, they were talented wrestlers. Yes, they were. Female wrestling at that time wasn't heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Until late 2004.
Mm.
Until Trish Stratus and Lita main evented Raw, that was unheard of. The stuff they're doing now, the women's wrestling, unheard of. Who would ever thought of a women's Hell in a Cell match, of a women's Elimination Chamber match?
Right.
An Iron Man match for a woman.
Right. Who would ever thought of it? I like what they're doing now with the women, you know, but at the same time, I agree. I was a big Stacey Keibler guy. You know, I had to stop what I'm doing. I had to stop what I was doing as a kid to look at Stacey Keibler, you know. Who else was? Even Mickie James, you know, she was hot to me. When she first came out.
China. Later on, saying later now, China, she embraced her, what's the word, effeminity, if you will.
Right.
Back in the day, China was, I questioned China's womanhood back in the day. Later on, 2000, she embraced her womanhood, whatever you call that. She embraced it. Back in the day, it's questionable. Let's keep it real now. I know y'all question China's womanhood. I know damn well y'all question China's womanhood.
Hey, you mean to tell me like how is this possible? She looked like a straight up man to only a few years later look like a woman. Like how is that possible? She looked like a straight. Is it that much power in steroids for her to look like a straight up man? Because she didn't look like
a woman with. And while I mentioned China, there's one young lady in the ranks, I believe, is coming up here in Dallas, Texas. who has joined the very, very elite group of women, China, Jacqueline, and now Tessa Blanchard. Yes, Tessa Blanchard has the opportunity, the opportunity, mind you, to be the first, excuse me, the second world champion. I say second if I made a mistake a long time ago on my broadcast about the wrestling tracks. Just click over. I made a mistake. I said that Tessa Blanchard would be the first female world champion. I was wrong. The sexy star from Lucha Underground was the first. Tessa Blanchard will be the second woman to be world champion if that happens.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought China was world champion at one point. She was the WWE
champion. China
champ.
Was the first female to be the Continental champion.
But she did wrestle for the WWE championship, though, right? I know she at least did that.
That's definitely did that.
No,
I'll take you back, Martez.
Huh?
I tell you what, we're going to run the clock. We're going to run the clock. So, let's take you all the way back. First of all, let's start with China.
Yeah.
So, it's 2000, I want to say it's 2099, right? 99,
yeah.
2000. Chris Jericho and China. No, not Chris Jericho. Jeff Jarrett and China. I came around the pay-per-view. Jeff Jarrett, China. It was some kind of he had a lot of household appliances involved. Can't remember the name of the match. China and Jarrett. But any kind of title. That
right.
night, China became the first woman ever to win a man's championship. The any kind of championship. Fast forward. I'm getting to Stephanie. Stephanie McMahon was manager Chris Jericho. Her would-be later on real-life husband at the time, Triple H. This was after WrestleMania 19. After WrestleMania 19, okay, so Stephanie said, "Hey, look, my Chris Jericho wants a rematch. Okay, fine. Let's up the ante. If you lose, you out. It's gonna be a handicap match. Jericho, Stephanie, Triple H, world title.
Right.
So it was basically a handicap match. It's supposed to be a triple threat." Jericho, Stephanie, or Triple H for the undisputed then WWF at the time world title. So at one point, Stephanie tried to pin Chris Jericho, and she would have become at that time the first female world champion. But the powers that be said, nope, not today. Fast forward, Sexy Star and Tessa Blanchard. They joined a very exclusive group of women to hold was championships in the man's world.
Yeah. Say, this is the man's world, huh?
Yep.
Hey,
and women
well,
are strong every single week, proving otherwise, man, I tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, thanks for that educational taking me to school, man, because I remember all that now. You know, but China, she did take on Triple H and Stone Cold at SummerSlam. For that belt, for the championship belt. She didn't win it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked it up.
I wanted to say it was SummerSlam. I remember because Jesse Ventura was involved, right?
Yep. I remember that, yep. Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was 99, 2000.
It was 99. Yep, 99. Yep. But Tessa Blanchard,
yeah, I remember because Jesse Ventura was in there, and he told Triple H, if you use the chair, I'm not counting. And Triple H used the chair, bam! And he went for the cover. Then the mentor said, nope, I'm not doing it. I told John to use the chair, I'm not doing it. I remember that.
Yeah, Ventura wasn't about that, man. But just to move on, you know, Tessa Blanchard, like, we might disagree here, but I don't feel like, and I think I said this on your show. I don't feel like I'm not gonna be excited when she wins the championship. I'm not gonna be overjoyed. I don't even think it's an iconic milestone. That's just me, you know. Because if it was on the other side, if a man was going for the women's championship, it wouldn't be this hype. It wouldn't be this excitement. You know, it's always. And this is no disrespect to any female listeners that listen, but it's always a little bit too much hype for women to succeed, and not enough hype went for men to succeed. So I'm gonna just say I'm not really pumped up about Tessa winning that championship on Impact Wrestling.
How would you feel if they made a championship for not? Well, I say this. I mean, like, let's say for example, they opened the door for the WWE Championship, right? Now, this championship can be genderless, if you will. Well, I say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, men and women have for the title. How would you feel about that?
Yeah. I don't like that at all. You know, just like I don't like men and women going into the same bathroom. You know, if you're not a couple, I just don't. And it's not the worst thing in the world. I know it's wrestling. It's kind of fun, but I just don't like it. I don't want to see a Becky Lynch versus a Baron Corbin. That just doesn't do anything for me. Now, let me say this, Lee. Maybe back in the 90s, China taking on the Chris Jericho, or China taking on Jeff Jarrett, China taking on a Triple H. Yeah, back then it was something fresh, so it was kind of cool back then for me. But now, with the way the world is moving and it's moving in favor of women, I wouldn't want to see that matchup, you know. And I don't think it's needed.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the powers that be think otherwise. And January 12th, right here in Dallas, Texas, it will be the powers that be have determined it will be. I don't really follow pro wrestling very much, but
yeah.
Sami Callihan, I believe, versus Tessa Blanchard for the world championship.
Are you going to that event?
Unfortunately, it's 40 miles from Lancaster, Texas. I'm gonna stay put. I thought I was gonna make it to where I thought it was gonna be July 7th next year. But fortunately for me, I missed the date. It was this year, and I missed out. It was 12 minutes from me at Gillies, and I missed it.
Oh, wow, man.
I thought it was July 7th of next year. It was July 7th of this year.
Gotcha. Yeah, this is...
Hold on, Lee.
This is Russell talking to D with myself, Martez. Special guest Lee Houston of Wrestling Tracks is on the line. Who is one of our new collaborators that we're going to be going on his show, and he's going to be coming on our show here and there. My man Dominic Portman, he's not available tonight. He normally do the show with me from time to time, and I know you have a co-host too, right, John May, or you have a few different co-hosts.
But speaking of John May ain't been on the show in a while. So John, you listening? Come on home, brother.
Nah. Hey, sometimes you gotta, it's tough, you know, to get everybody on the show with you whenever you do it.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah, and it's not easy to talk by yourself. It's really not.
I've been doing this 7 years and it's still not easy.
Oh, man, see, that's real talk. Congratulations on your 7 year doing it, man. Seriously.
Thank you, man.
let's continue to talk. We got a few more minutes to go to get into a few things, excuse me. In the world of wrestling, let's talk about returns. Who you're excited about returning? I'm excited to see Liv Morgan return. We thought she was going to come back. At least I thought she was going to come back as Sister Abigail, or some kind of partner to Bray Wyatt. That still can happen. But by that promo on Monday Night Raw, it seems like they're moving in a different direction. I'm also excited to see Sheamus. I want to see what they're going to do with him when he come back. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Sheamus and Liv Morgan, even Nia Jax. I miss my baby Nia Jax. That's my boo. I miss her 100%. I can't wait for her to come back. But is there anybody or anybody's that you're looking forward to their return?
As one guy we haven't seen or heard from in quite some time, he happens to be the only man in professional wrestling to hold three different championships from all brands. I believe that is the ECW, WCW, WWE World Champion, 7 feet tall, formerly 500-pound, The Big Show.
What?
Where, oh, where is The Big Show?
So you are you actually want to see The Big Show back in the square circle again?
Yeah. Like, this dude right here, when he's focused, when he's energized, This dude is the beast.
Oh,
now,
the Big Show played
been
out.
Been there,
man.
Done that, got the t-shirt, man. Done it all. Intercontinental yeah. champion, WCW champion, ECW champion, world champion, United States champion, tag champion. You name it, done it, been there, done that, everything. A former member, by the way, of the NWO. Not the original, mm-hmm. but the WCW version and the WWE version. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. though. You know. Hall of Fame status, mind you.
Yes, sir.
And he's the only person who has the right to be the largest athlete in the world.
What you know about that?
That actually, I have that for a ringtone, by the way.
Oh, you tight then,
that's
man.
I have that for a ringtone on my phone.
Oh, you tight.
If somebody calls me.
Is that like the sweetest interest music of all time, man? With so much swag.
Bro, there's two songs I have on my for consideration on my ringtone. That right there and Voodoo Child, the NWO version of Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, okay. Say by Jimi Hendrix, huh?
So I have Voodoo Child NWO as an alarm, the NWO version as a ringtone.
I got a little Jimmy for you, man, if you don't mind. Just
hit
you
know. It.
I think I did.
We had a request to do a thing called Oh on the Watchtower, but I forgot the words. So we won't do that one. We never played that before in person anyway. We only recorded it because we liked it. But I really am sorry. I'll tell you what we'll do, though. We'll play Voodoo Child's Slight Return for you, okay?
Yes, sir. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's how Wrestling Trash got started. We used to play wrestling interest music. That's how Wrestling Trash was born.
Yeah, you can talk over the beat, man.
There's an NWO version of this as well.
So this is not it?
No. You're close, though. Mighty close.
Okay.
Type in Voodoo Child NWO.
Okay. I have to download that to the database. Yeah. But, so you said you guys used to play interest music over there.
Yes, sir. You used to play wrestling interest music. I played everybody's. And now the time we were just 30 minutes, and we used to play that. We started back away from that a little bit. Every now and then we'll go back to it. But I tell you this, man, while doing some shameless promoting, if you don't mind,
go ahead.
We're going to do our best match of 2019 Monday, next Monday. It's going to be huge. Check this out. All you got to do, send us your favorite matches in this year from any wrestling company in the world, as long as it's in active order. All you got to do, WrestlingTracks@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, WrestlingTracks. Let us know your favorite matches of this year. I don't care if it's the WWE, AEW, New Japan, the old school NWA. I don't care if it's in Mexico. I don't care if it's outer space. Any wrestling company in the world will talk about it. We'll take 100 of them, break them down to 20, break them down to 10. The best top 10 matches, but only one of those matches can be called the match of the year.
Woo! Oh, man, y'all got some hot stuff going on over there, man. Like, it's almost gonna be like must see TV over there, man, or must listen.
Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna try to listen to every show you put out there, man. Even though I'll be busy, but I'm gonna try my best because I know you got some good things coming up in 2020, man.
Yeah. And while I'm on the subject of Christmas, by the way, you need somewhere to worship. We won't have Christmas Eve, but we'll do Christmas candlelight this Sunday. Right here in Dallas, Texas. If you happen to be in the Dallas, Texas area, Oakland Bible Fellowship, 1808 West Kane Western Road, here in Lancaster, in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be very short to the Schwartz, most of the Christmas carols, a little sermonette, like half of a sermon, like 5-20 minute message, and you'll be out of there.
So, this, if you want somewhere to worship Christmas Eve, Christmas, close to Christmas as you can, Christmas on a Wednesday, but you want to keep that spirit, Sunday morning, Oakland Bible Fellowship, 1808 West Kensington Road, if you're in Dallas, Texas.
That's what's up, man. That's huge, man. Make sure you guys stop by and get your worship on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you can plug it anytime, man, especially when it's about worshiping. Go ahead and plug it. But Wrestle Talking to D, this is a Wrestle Talking to D Wrestling Tracks production tonight. Like I said, we got a few more minutes to go in this show. What else can we talk about tonight? Because I know I kind of did this show on the last minute. I didn't really prepare for it. Once again,
I want to talk just a little bit, about NWA. I thought they were dead, man. They're so old. They're one of the top three companies that can go toe-to-toe a little bit with WWE. There's in New Japan Pro Wrestling. By the way, their founder is a WWE Hall of Famer. Antonio Inoki.
Yeah.
There are actually two companies that go head to head with Vince. The old school NWA, National Wrestling Alliance. And then there's New Japan Pro Wrestling. Their founder in New Japan is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Yeah, New Japan is dynamite, man. You know, New Japan is an elite promotion. I don't watch it enough like I want to, but every time I get a chance to watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, like there's never a bad match on a card. You know what they do down there is they do an excellent job down there. But this new NWA,
my problem I have is Tate. I love my wrestling live, so I kind of get lost in that because man, I'll tell you something, I was watching it. Nakamura was there at the time. He's over here now. So I was like, oh, man, it's the same. I need laugh, you know? I forgot they're across the world, other side of the world. So you get what you get.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I like my wrestling live, too.
Yeah. I forgot. They can't be live because they're in freaking Japan. So it's impossible to be live. And when they do live, it's going to be early in the doggone morning.
And we'll be asleep. You know, most of us.
That's why they're cheap.
Yep. So, but I don't know if you watched the new NWA, but the new NWA is definitely it's a good watch. I like what I'm seeing in the new NWA with James Storm, with Eli Drake, and those boys, Mr. Kennedy or Mr. Anderson, as his name in TNA and NWA, Camilla. What else? Melina is over there now. So it's a lot of people that we know. Yes. Melina.
Oh, how you doing, girl? What's up?
She was one of the cold ones too. Vince only hired cold women. You know, he only hired hot women to wrestle. Not
it'd be awesome if Melina still did her entrance. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, and I know I changed my ways of living. You know, I gave my life to the Lord, but I can't forget about that. I'm still a man, and I can't.
Christian blood too.
I cannot forget about that. Exactly, we do. we sure do, man.
And, hey, long as she's single, you think it's all good, but she's not single. By the way, speaking of that, I grew up. Like, there's not one female wrestler on this card anywhere in the world that is single. I'll tell you why. Because this business, sex sells, right?
Yep.
Or at least used to.
Yep.
So it's the appearance. For example, every time they brought a guest host on the show, they bring in the Bella Twins, knowing damn well neither one of them single. John Cena was seeing Nikki Bella. I've given up on that. Daniel Bryan was dating Brie Bella. Now you appear they appear to be single, but they're not.
They're not. Yeah.
And I was really disappointed when I saw Ronda Rousey was married. I was really disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought she was single and available out here. I had maybe 1/8 of a chance out here with the dangerous woman in the world, Ronda Rousey. But no, I was deceived. How about with Trish Stratus? Mitch in her Hall of Fame ceremony, she mentioned her husband and every man in the building booed that sucker. The don't act like you didn't hear the boos. I'll take you back to the speech. Go look it up. Trish Stratus Hall of Fame speech, 2013 Hall of Fame. She mentions her husband. Everybody booed. All the men, especially.
Yeah. They wasn't happy about that.
All these years, Trish Stratus was available.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. You've been doing your homework, man, because you are right. A lot of these superstars are hooked up. You know, at one point, Buddy Murphy and Alexa Bliss were hooked up. We know Charlotte and Andrade are together. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch, they are getting married. Sasha Banks, I think she already married. Bayley has a boyfriend.
Sasha Banks is my age. She's married. Wow.
Is that? Hey, guess she found love early, I guess. What was I gonna say? But yeah, you're right. And you know, Undertaker, he was who did he marry? Michelle McCool or?
Michelle McCool.
Yep. I was surprised when I found that out. I found that out 2 years ago. I was definitely surprised at that. But this is Russell talking to D. We got about 3 minutes to go, Lee. Any final? I hate to cut the show short, but anything you want to say before we close out?
Man, I tell you, in this world of professional wrestling, anything can happen. But I would like to remind you guys that when the cameras go off the air, these are human beings. Yes, they entertain you. Yes, they give it's their job to piss you off sometimes. It's a job to get you to plug your emotions, but it's entertainment. Sports, entertainment. But when they go off the air, please give these folks their due respect. You happen to be in their proximity during you out to eat and stuff, and you happen to be in their area. Show them some respect, man. Don't go to them, hey, can I autograph? Nah, how would you feel? You out at dinner and somebody harass you. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, when these people go off the air, let's show them some respect.
Yep, absolutely. I'm glad you said that, man, because people need to know that, man. They're human beings first. Before the wrestling, they're human beings. And a lot of fans don't understand that. And unfortunately, there still will be fans that won't pay attention to what you just said, and they'll still give these guys a hard time. But what can you do? You can't save everybody. But ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Lee Houston of Wrestling Tracks, the great Wrestling Tracks, for joining us tonight and doing this show with me. Like I said, he won't be a stranger to. He'll be on here and there, and I'll be on his show here and there if he still wants me on his show. For Lee and myself, we want to thank everybody for listening. This is Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez. We'll get with you next week right here on Open Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. See you later.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.